This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation, despite the fact that we are facing an accusation by one of our closest allies, actually one of our closest neighbors. And it's a dire accusation. You know how Americans would feel if foreigners of any kind were interfering directly in our politics, sending money, playing games, picking favorites? Would we respond well? Well, at the moment, Americans are deeply involved in Canadian politics because of support for the so-called Freedom Convoy, the group of truckers and others. Most of the people who are there in Ottawa are not, in fact, truckers. There are a bunch of trucks and a bunch of truck drivers, but they say that the overwhelming majority of truckers in Canada are in fact vaccinated. And there are some indications they do not support the so-called Freedom Convoy. But why are Americans getting involved? I mean, honestly, this is from the Washington Post. Senior Canadian officials hit back yesterday at high-profile U.S. Republicans who have voiced support for the self-described Freedom Convoy as the group continued to block traffic in downtown Ottawa, that's the nation's capital, in protest of vaccine rules for cross-border truckers. Responding to some of those critics Monday, Canada's Public Safety Minister Marco Mendocino said, "We are Canadian. We have our own set of laws. We will follow those laws." The demonstrations began in late January after Canada and the United States imposed a prior rule requiring cross-border truck drivers to be fully vaccinated to enter their respective countries. In other words, if you want to cross over into Canada from the United States, you have to be vaccinated. Or if you want to cross over from the United States into Canada, you have to be vaccinated. Canada's done much better than we have in terms of both the distribution of vaccinations, where it's 87% who have at least one vaccination in Canada, much higher, it's 20 points higher nearly than the United States. And the pandemic has been much less deadly for Canadians, and partially, the Canadians at least believe, because of some of the measures that the government has taken that are now being criticized as dictatorial and tyrannical and a violation of personal freedom. Since the protests began, again in late January, they've grown into a broader condemnation both of panic-related measures and the government of recently re-elected Prime Minister Justin Trudeau as far-right extremists, conspiracy theorists, and anti-government activists have joined their ranks in what Ottawa Police Chief Peter Slowly characterized as a siege of the downtown areas. Protesters have used big rigs and cars to block crucial traffic arteries, with horns blaring throughout the day. Ottawa police said they've launched 60 criminal investigations, issued hundreds of tickets, towed vehicles, and made at least 20 arrests since Friday. National monuments have been desecrated, including the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, and businesses forced to shut over security concerns. A state of emergency was announced for the city Sunday. A lot of the local officials in Ottawa say the financial damage to the city is tremendous, as it was in places like Portland in the United States, where there are so many businesses that were forced to close because of the left-wing riots. It turns out that right-wing riots, which is what you have here, is also not particularly good for business. Calling Prime Minister Trudeau, quote, a far-left lunatic, President Trump said in a statement that insane COVID mandates were destroying Canada, and he urged the convoy to come to Washington to protest the United States public health measures. For those who might be listening who actually have supported the Canadian convoy. You've sent money and contributions to it. Why? Why would somebody here in the United States who presumably cares about the United States and puts America first, why would you want to send some of those good old Yankee dollars up north to help a group of Canadian radicals? And by the way, they profile a number of the people who are leading this, and we are talking about radicals. For instance, there is one participant in all of this named King. His name is Pat King, who's listed as an official contact to speak for the Freedom Convoy. And he has been a prominent champion of the protests online. He has called online COVID a man-made bioweapon and claimed that international financiers seek to depopulate the Anglo-Saxon race. He has said of lockdowns, the only way that this is going to be settled is with bullets. Really? Do we really need to have bullets to settle objections to lockdowns? Now, I understand that he may be fairly extreme, but everybody they profile who is a leader and a designated leader and organizer, you're talking about pretty darn extreme points of view. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, potential presidential candidate, and Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who's actually a potential prison candidate. I mean, he is fighting off serious charges and indictments. Both Republicans, they tweeted over the weekend that their states will investigate GoFundMe after the fundraising platform said it was freezing more than $8 million in donations to the convoy's organizers. And, by the way, they have offered to refund all that money. It's not that they're keeping it. They just don't want to be involved in feeding it to the convoy itself, where people are using the funds to continue disrupting life and making life a living hell, apparently, for people who live in Ottawa. We need to be vigilant about potential foreign interference, said the public safety minister in the Trudeau government. We need to be vigilant about potential foreign interference. Whatever statements may have been made by some foreign official are neither here nor there. Trudeau, whose administration has become the convoy's target, wrote on Twitter that Canadians have the right to protest. But let's be clear, they do not have the right to blockade our economy or our democracy or our fellow citizens' daily lives, the prime minister said. It has to stop. For example, this is catching fire for all around the world. There is now there was a convoy to Canberra, capital in Australia. They spent last week demonstrating against Australia's vaccine mandates. Police in the capital warned residents Monday that protest activities may increase this week and disrupt traffic in public spaces. Now, this is in Australia, which has done just about the best job of any country, along with Japan and New Zealand. They've also been very successful. But Australia has so much a lower rate of disease and death than we do, and yet they have these protests in Australia? Uh-huh. A similarly inspired convoy of cars and camper vans blocked streets around New Zealand's parliament on Tuesday, and rallies are being organized in Europe as opponents to public health measures rush to plan in various telegram channels. In Alaska on Sunday, more than 100 truck drivers gathered in Anchorage. What is this for? And if you support the so-called Freedom Convoy, what's in it for you? Why? We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show. We'll be right back.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Michael Medved show, talking about the ongoing controversy concerning various convoys and protests centering around truckers, centering around who the protesters really are and what they really believe in, and what the purpose is. What I don't understand, I can get it. There are protests in the Canadian capital against the Canadian government. But why would that be important to Americans, important enough to send money to this somewhat anomalous cause? Because what is this cause? The cause is to replace the Trudeau government. Now, of course, that's easier to do in a parliamentary system like they have in Canada than it is here. No one is talking seriously about impeaching Joe Biden, but giving Prime Minister Trudeau a no-confidence vote. The problem is, if he gets a no-confidence vote and they have another election, he'll win again. And it's not because he's so great. I think that Trudeau basically is a well-intentioned idiot. Maybe you can even take out the well-intentioned if you want. I'm not a fan of Trudeau. But the idea that right now, while we are still in the midst of a pandemic, and people kind of forget that, and we're coming up to a million deaths in America, and I don't know what the death total is in Canada. They do better than we do. But part of their doing better than we do is because Canadians traditionally are a little bit better following the rules. And this is what Newt Gingrich had to say about that on the truckers protest, why it's so surprising that this is coming directly from Canada. Here is Newt Gingrich. Listen.
Well, I think all across the planet, you're seeing a rebellion. This whole truck driver effort, for example, in Canada, which really reminds me of the tractorcade against tractor Jimmy Carter in 1979. I mean, the truck drivers just got sick of it. And of course, the response, which has shocked me, well, we think of Canadians as nice, pleasant people, low key. Well, the Canadian government's reacted like a dictatorship and has gone all out to cause as much pain as they can. Has even said, you know, if you provide them gasoline or you provide them food, the truck drivers, now you could be arrested. And I don't know what law there is that blocks you from providing food and gasoline to truckers, but the local mayor in Ottawa, the national capital, has decided, you know, he's going to crush them. And you're seeing this kind of real division, I think, everywhere. It's the Nancy Pelosi effect. She runs a dictatorship. It used to be called the House of Representatives, but it's really Pelosi's dictatorship. And it's the same kind of attitude.
Okay, Pelosi's dictatorship with her 5-vote margin. And again, what he's talking about the mayor of Ottawa and the officials, is their response to the people who elected them, who are the people who live in Ottawa and are terribly concerned of not being able to drive. And by the way, this came to me, and this is fascinating. This is from Steve, who, I'm sorry, his name is Jerome, and he's in Layton, Utah. And Jerome wrote in, he said, looked up the Canadian trucker convoy. Then I checked the pictures. No Confederate, Gadsden, or Nazi flags in the bunch. He says he looked at 300 pictures or so. Did see some Quebecois flags, blue on white with blue lilies, and a lot of maple leaf flags and banners. This is not a white power group. This is a freedom gathering, and predictably have been cut off by the big tech powers that be. We just spent a moment, really a moment, Jerome, and there are plenty of photographs. We can actually post them if people want on our website. But I'm looking at a photograph of people walking up. It actually looks a little bit like the U.S. Capitol. They're walking up some kind of government building, and they're carrying flags that say F word Trudeau. And then they have a big swastika underneath them. There are at least 2 Nazi flags right there. Who are the people carrying the flags? I don't know. But the flags are there. There's also this story. An Alberta MP, this is from the province of Alberta out west, said he was not aware a person was flying an upside-down Canadian flag with a swastika on it right behind him when he gave a television interview at a protest in Ottawa on the weekend. Michael Cooper, the Conservative MP for St. Albert, Edmonton, was giving an interview to CBC TV on Saturday afternoon when a person holding the flag walked behind him. This is a photo of Cooper right in front of it. So he apologized. Then there's another photograph, very clear, showing a homemade placard, and it has a syringe in it with a green fluid in it with a little drop coming out of the needle, and it just says Assassin Trudeau, but the S's in assassin are drawn in a way of the SS, the stormtroopers, the people who helped to run the death camps during the Holocaust. And then there's another photograph, different photograph, also in front of some kind of government building with someone carrying a very large Confederate flag with a model truck attached to it. Now, what all this means, is it possible that there are some people who came out and wandered around with Nazi flags and Confederate flags to make the truckers look bad? Sure, it's possible. But the fact is that you listen to the this is a report from the New York Times. I understand the New York Times, don't trust them, but they name people that you can look up. The organizers are mostly fringe activists rather than truck drivers, and overwhelmingly a majority of whom are vaccinated. One organizer, Tamara Litch, was a senior member of a splinter party that has advocated secession for the western provinces in Canada until resigning her position last week. B.J. Dichter, who was listed on the convoy's official fundraiser alongside Ms. Litch, has said that political Islam is rotting away at our society like a syphilis. And then Pat King, who says that COVID is a bioweapon that was devised by international financiers in a drive to annihilate the white Anglo-Saxon race. Now, these folks, this influence and the inspiration and financial aid from some within the American far right is hardly hidden at the protests. Pro-Trump and QAnon signs are frequently visible. So is Chris Christie, not at the protest, but on our show, coming right up on the MedVet Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new government report finds drug overdoses are costing the United States economy $1 trillion per year. The U.S. Commission on Combating Synthetic Opioid Trafficking found over 100,000 people have died from overdoses in the year leading up to June 2021. That's an increase of over 30% compared to the year before. Gas prices are the highest in 8 years. Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com predicts that prices will continue to soar over the next couple of months.
by Memorial Day, Americans are going to have to dig deeper with potentially an average of $4 a gallon hitting us maybe even as early as late April or May.
AAA station survey finding the current national average price for regular is $3.45 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Michael Medved Show, I always enjoy welcoming to the show and appreciate welcoming to the show Chris Christie, the 55th governor of the state of New Jersey, a husband and proud father of four, and an ABC News political and legal contributor. Governor Christie, great to speak with you.
Good to speak to you again, Michael. Thanks for having me on.
And he is also the author of the current bestseller, Republican Rescue, Saving the Party from Truth Deniers, Conspiracy Theorists, and the Dangerous Policies of Joe Biden. Now, you have a number of people you name who you're saving the party from. Are you also going to save the party, do you hope, from people who describe January 6th as a legitimate political discourse?
Yeah, you know, look, you know, the RNC's stated goal in that resolution was to criticize Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney because supposedly they're distracting us from going after Joe Biden and the Democrats for all the things that they're doing to the country. Meantime, nothing's distracted us more over the last couple of days than this resolution from the RNC. Like, you know, reminds me of the old Marx Brothers line, you know, Michael, are you going to believe me or your lying eyes? And we all saw what happened on January 6th. We all know what it was. And anybody who tries to recharacterize it afterwards, historically, is just going to wind up looking foolish.
You've never been fearful of taking controversial stands or taking a clear stand on issues that are sometimes explosive. So I'm going to ask you very directly, who's right? Vice President Pence, who says he had no ability to overturn the election, or President Trump, who says that Pence had a clear right to overturn the election?
It is absolutely unquestionable, both legally and constitutionally, that Vice President Pence is correct.
And do you respect him for speaking out as clearly as he has?
Well, first off, I respect him for having done what he did on January 6th and not caving to the pressure that had been going after him for weeks by the president and the president's folks. So that's the thing I respect the most. And certainly I respect him being clear about it this week. I wish he had done it even sooner, but I'm glad that he did and that he's on the record now very clearly about it, because I think that's an important, a very, very important thing he did.
You also agree with the consensus that appears in the U.S. Senate that they need to fix the Electoral Count Act from 1887 to prevent further confusion or attempts actually to undo the will of the electorate?
Look, I think they should, because one, it's the right thing to do, but two, if you're, even if you're just a partisan Republican, you wouldn't want Kamala Harris making that decision 3 years from now. And I certainly wouldn't want her to feel, because of the Trump interpretation of that law, that she'd be empowered to do something in 2025. So there's a whole bunch of reasons, both as Americans first and foremost, and as Republicans, that we should want that law changed and clarified.
Okay, and one other thing, and it's just one of those things that people are very, very excited about. Do you fully understand or support those prominent Republicans who are backing financially and politically and in the media the trucker convoy, the so-called freedom convoy that shut down the capital city of Canada?
Oh, look, Michael, I have to beg off on that one. I don't really know enough about it, haven't followed it closely enough to be able to give you an opinion, but it does seem to me that all, types of peaceful protests that go on in free countries should be supported. But as long as they're peaceful protests, I think those things, people should always have the right to express their displeasure with their government.
Okay, people are sending a good deal of money to the Freedom Convoy, and I've been wondered about that, and again, we'll take callers on that later. In terms of the project of Republican rescue, the Republicans, according to all the polls, are running well ahead in this midterm elections coming up. Do you think there are ways that some folks in our party could still find a means to blow this election?
Of course there are, because if we spend our time not talking about the policies of Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the Democratic Congress, and we spend time talking about the 2020 election on January 6th, which is what, some folks seem obsessed with, that's not going to be a winning formula for us. And so, to me, that's the way we could blow it. If we keep ourselves focused on the failings of Joe Biden and the Democratic Congress and how we would bring different policies to the table, then I think we'll have a big win on election night of 22.
And after that big win, what do you think should be the top priorities for the new Republican Congress? And I'm hoping you're participating in what is reported to be a widespread effort to try to put together something like the Contract with America that talks about what Republicans are for and what they would be doing in 2023.
Well, look, I think, unfortunately, because we don't have the White House, Michael, most of what we're going to do is going to have to be defensive. We should be laying out what we want to do on taxes, what we want to do on spending, and get back to some sense of fiscal responsibility in this country, to empower parents more to make choices in their children's education, to reinvigorate the police forces across this country, to let them know the American people support them so we can fight the crime that's going on in the streets. And overseas, to let people know once again that there are people in the leadership of the Republican Party who care about what happens around the world and are willing to stand up against tyranny around the world, whether it's against Uyghur Muslims in China or the aggression that Russia is placing now on the border of Ukraine, or Iran and North Korea and their nuclear ambitions and exploits. We should be having a strong voice on what we would do with each of those instances and all the domestic policy issues I just spoke about. We should be addressing all of those very directly.
On the debate that has gone on among Republicans between people who say, why should we care about Ukraine? It's far away. It's not our fight. And those who say that Ukraine and its sovereignty are crucial to the world order. Which side do you come down on?
Look, I think I come down on the side of Ukraine and its freedom and liberty being very important to the future of Europe. And the future of Europe, because of both our economic and our political and our military alliances with the countries of Europe, we do not want to give Vladimir Putin a green light to go and begin to try to reassemble the old Soviet Union. And Ukraine would be another step in that direction. And so I think it is in our country's interest. Doesn't mean we have to send troops, Michael, but it means what we need to do is make sure that NATO is strong on this, and that we're taking the appropriate steps from a sanctions perspective to make sure that Vladimir Putin knows there will be a monumental cost to him and his country if he decides to act aggressively towards Ukraine.
Governor Chris Christie, he is the author of the best-selling book, Republican Rescue, Saving the Party from Truth Deniers, Conspiracy Theorists, and the Dangerous Policies of Joe Biden. I hope you're enjoying the work. And I hope you your message gets across to a very wide audience. The information about that book posted right on our website at michaelmedved.com. Coming up, another episode, which is sad, with Nazis in Florida. I'm not talking about in politics. I'm talking about in brawls. Coming up with the Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show. All across America. This is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved show, look, it's a weird moment in America. In fact, there's a fairly witty announcement of a brand new poll that appears with the headline, Americans United in Worry Over Political Divisions, but not much else. We will get to that, but there's also divisions that go beyond politics. The Yahoo News reports that three people have been arrested days after a passerby who happens to be Jewish was attacked by a group of self-proclaimed Nazis who yelled anti-Semitic slogans outside a Central Florida shopping plaza over the weekend. The group leader, the leader of the Nazi group, is named Bert Colucci, 45, and Joshua Terrell, who's 46. They're both charged with battery with a hate crime enhancement, while Jason Brown, who's 47, is charged with grand theft, according to the Orange County Sheriff's Office. All three are prominent members of the National Socialist Movement, one of the nation's largest neo-Nazi groups. Now, it says largest neo-Nazi groups. It's still a tiny group, and we are not talking about a massive or terrifying movement. More than a dozen demonstrators, there you go, wearing Nazi garb, protested in an intersection near the University of Central Florida on Saturday and waved a swastika flag from a highway overpass on Sunday. During Saturday's demonstration, some participants got into a fight with a passerby who confronted the group, but no arrests were made. University of Central Florida student David Neustadt, who's Jewish, told WFL-TV that he had driven by the group and denounced their hatred, prompting one of the neo-Nazis to spit on him as the others surrounded his car. And Neustadt said that he then got out of his vehicle, a mistake, and started recording the group, and he pushed a demonstrator who had spat on him. He said the demonstrators then punched, kicked, and pepper sprayed him. Investigators watched video of the incident and said Neustadt was punched repeatedly by Terrell and pepper sprayed by Colucci. And the Brown, the other one who was indicted, then stole the victim's phone, which was later found damaged beyond repair. According to affidavits released by the sheriff's office, the next day the group gathered on an overpass, but authorities from the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles and the Florida Highway Patrol said they disbanded them. Orange County in Central Florida is home to the nation's biggest theme park resorts. The demonstrations took place a week after anti-Semitic flyers were distributed to hundreds of homes in two South Florida cities with large Jewish populations. Look, I understand very well the impulse that leads somebody to confront these idiots. But the problem is that even a story like this, I mean, thank God nobody appears to have been seriously injured. The cell phone was seriously injured. But honestly, giving people confrontations, it's like fighting between the Proud Boys and Antifa. This is obviously what the Nazis want. And I don't think we should ever give Nazis what they want. Even when the impulse to do that is to defend yourself. This is the way that they recruit new members. Oh, look, these big, brave guys stood up to this one Jewish guy who was trying to take a video on cell phone. Let's go to Ryan, who's calling in from Aberdeen, Washington. Ryan, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, Michael. Big fan of you. Big fan of Mike Pence, too.
Thank you. Good.
Calling about what Chris Christie just said. It's just a logical kind of question here. He said that we need to change and clarify that law so that Kamala, I agree with him. I wouldn't want Kamala Harris thinking, hey, I might be able to overturn this thing. But at the beginning of the interview, he said that Pence is clearly correct about this and he couldn't have done anything.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why that's not a conflict. One of the things about the law is it has a one sentence in it that is completely incomprehensible. It's 251 words in a single sentence, and nobody knows what the hell it means. And, however, people have understood it. The law was passed in the Electoral Count Act in 1887. So for 150 years, we've been basically living with this law. And every vice president since 1888, when they had an election, presidential election, has understood the law to mean that the vice president has no role other than, it says he presides over the Congress. It doesn't say anything about his ability to review votes or to inspect or to certify or to overturn. That's just not there. What is there is what Pence did, which is to allow members of the Senate and the House to object to certification. And if there is one member of the Senate and one member of the House who objects to the certification, then it goes to the House separately and the Senate separately, and it needs to get a majority vote. Now, what they're saying right now when they talk about fixing this law, they're talking about fixing the law so that a single senator, in this case Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz, that a single senator can send this whole thing to the Congress. They would require that you get one-third of the Senate and one-third of the House to call for a review by the full Congress. You follow? So it'd make it much more difficult, and it would really remove the possibility of this kind of thing happening again.
I'm all for
you. Follow?
Are you there?
Yeah. It's the whole thing is so complicated. The one idea, Trump used the term overturn. And if you even look at the memoranda and the things that were sketched out by former law professor John Eastman, it didn't even pretend that Trump or Pence or anyone had the right to overturn the election. What they might have done is to find disqualified enough electoral votes. You'd need to have disqualified 37 of them. And if you disqualify those 37 electoral votes, then nobody has a majority. And in that case, the election goes to the House of Representatives. And that's what they were trying to do. And where in the House of Representatives, even though the Democrats controlled the House of Representatives in January of 2021, even though they controlled the majority, each state gets only one vote as it goes through. So it's possible, at least conceivable, that the Republicans could have won a majority of the states in the House because they control 26 House delegations. The Democrats control 24. But what they're not counting on is the fact that there are a bunch of states that there's only one congressman in the state. One of those states is Wyoming. And I can't imagine that Liz Cheney would have voted to overturn the election. I also, Don Young, who's the only member of Congress from Alaska, had indicated that, no, he was not ready to overturn the election. So the entire thing, it's one of those reasons, I'm very glad you called, Ryan. I want to emphasize this again. One of the reasons I think that the sort of conventional narrative that you hear about January 6th is so wrong and so misleading is that according to the conventional narrative, democracy was hanging by a thread. We almost lost our democracy. This was an insurrection. Da, da, da. It wasn't that close. There was no real chance to undo the election. It had gone to court 60 times in 63 actual jurisdictions. And every single one of those legal cases was a whiff. There were no victories. There was nothing that implied that the votes were fraudulent or would have created any realistic possibility of overturning the election. Coming up, we'll go back to more about the convoy, the so-called Freedom Convoy. And we'll also talk about this new poll that indicates that right now, the only thing Americans can agree on is that our political divisions are dangerous. That and more, plus Juan Williams says that Republicans are playing with fire regarding the Supreme Court nomination. Remember that? Will that ever happen? And more about political fundraising and others. Is it appropriate to censure people who disagree with a party? That and more in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance. Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.